listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk about the contrast between fruitful worship and barren criticism. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 6, starting at verse 21, where we read, "So David said to Michal, 'It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me over the people of the Lord over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord. And I will be even more undignified than this and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservant of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor.' Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death." It was a great day. The Ark of the Covenant came to Israel, into Jerusalem, in all obedience and honor to the Lord. On that day, David didn't wear his royal robes. He wore a linen ephod. It was sort of an apron or a tunic. And he danced before the Lord with the priests in the procession. David's wife, Michal, didn't like it. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 says that she despised him in her heart when she saw him in the procession. And in verse 20 of the same chapter, she sarcastically criticized her husband. "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." Some think this means that David was immodest and danced in his underwear. Now, that isn't so. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 27 tells us exactly what David wore. Quoting that passage, it says this, "David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who bore the ark, the singers, and Chananiah, the music master with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod." You see, Michal didn't criticize David's lack of modesty. She criticized his humility. On this great day of celebration, David set aside his royal robes and dressed just like everyone else in the procession. Michal looked down from her window and saw it. David dressed and danced just like everyone else. When David heard those biting words of sarcastic criticism, he didn't let it ruin his day. He simply answered, "It was before the Lord." David did it for the Lord, not for himself, not for others in the procession, and not for Michal. He did it for God. David didn't let Michael's proud attitude bother him. He just kept his focus on God. We also have to say that David's statement, "I did it for the Lord and not for you," that does not justify everything someone might do in the context of worship. If a man brings a trumpet to church and starts blowing out a solo through the whole service, he can't just use David's logic, "Hey, I was doing it for the Lord, not for anybody else." When David considered the context of the procession and the whole setting, his conscience was clear. He knew that his dancing wasn't inappropriate to the setting or the context. Someone who acts inappropriately to the setting or the context of a meeting can't simply justify it by saying, "Hey, I was doing it for the Lord." Then David went deeper in his reply to Michal. He said that he would be even more humble in his own sight. This shows that what David did was humbling to him. He didn't dance to show how spiritual he was to other people. Yet David knew that whatever Michael's opinion of him was, it couldn't be more humble than his own view of himself. The end result of it all was that Michal, the daughter of Saul and the wife of David, was barren and had no children to her dying day. Her barrenness was not necessarily the result of divine judgment. It may be that David never had marital relations with her again. Nevertheless, the principle stands that there is often barrenness in the life and the ministry of those who are overly critical, especially those who criticize out of pride. take a little bit of time to think about it. Are you more like David, an exuberant, humble worshiper before God, or more like Michael, a sideline critic who becomes barren? Let God speak to your heart about that, and speak to your heart about it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.